I hope you're having a great afternoon. I'm glad you're with us, noon to 2, Monday through Friday, or at thegreatvoice.com. You won't miss a thing. Thegreatvoice.com. Get the podcast. Well, I don't know if you saw this or heard this, but lawyers handling the massive civil lawsuit arising from the Flint drinking water crisis now want a share of the interest earned on the $626.25 million settlement fund. The state attorney general's office urging a federal judge to tell them no. They've already talked about their fees, the lawyers, approaching $200 million. Let's get an opinion from a guy who was smack dab in the middle of that story, managing partner of Flood Law, the one and only Todd Flood. Good afternoon, Todd.
Good afternoon, Paul W. How are you?
I am excellent. Are you, I should get this by full disclosure, are you at all in line to get more money through what we're talking about right now?
Oh, God, no. No. My term was up a long while ago.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. Yeah. I guess yeah, that really yeah, means yeah. No this time.
No. I was on the civil end of it only from the standpoint of holding the companies accountable for forfeiture for them to basically pay funds back into the city. I put a team on that, and then I was spearheading primarily the criminal side of the case, as you well know.
Let me ask you a couple of questions, Todd Flood. Why is $626 million still sitting in a fund somewhere rather than being given to the people who are supposed to get it? And secondly, if there's interest accruing, and apparently like $30 million, I don't know what the figure is, millions of dollars of interest, why wouldn't that just go into the fund to pay the people who are waiting to get that money?
So two great questions. One, the bucket, the settlement, right, is the overall bucket for which the $600+ million went into. Then there is the second bucket, which is the allocation process. So all the victims have to go through a separate allocation process wherein the points of a metric are used and a metric are used to determine the damages for each person. Why that's taking so long, I have no clue. You know, as we did it in Anderson, Dr. Anderson in the mass tort case, we had three judges. As we did it in the Nassar case, we had one allocator, one judge. So, you know, just in your mind's eye, have two sides. One, you settle the case for a dollar amount. Then every individual has to go through and a separate arbiter, a judge, allocator, whatever you want to title that person, has to determine through a set basic system of metrics. For example, were you hospitalized? Did you have to have surgery or whatever the case may be, was lead found or not found? So you go through all of the metrics. There's points to those each category, and then the funds go to each person. It shouldn't take this long unless there's some nuances. As it relates to the interest, the money, yeah, that's a no-brainer, isn't it? I see the AG's point where she says, interest for the claimants that, you know, is being held out. You're not paying the 600. It's earning cash. Whatever amount that is for the claimants, that you go to them. The attorneys, if your money is being held up for 5 years, 6 years, 4 years, and it's already been distributed and it's just sitting there gaining interest, the attorneys portion that too. I can see an argument for them receiving funds. But in no way, shape, or form, Paul W., should the claimants, should the victims of this case lose money be on interest earned because they have to wait to get paid. I just don't see the equity in that.
All right. That makes sense. I was going to deputize you and make you a judge, but you've already spoken clearly on how you feel about this. Now, a big question, I guess, and I probably heard it early on, but early on there must have been some kind of a hearing that said the lawyers could not do what lawyers usually do in a circumstance like this, I think, which is receiving a third of their winnings, if you will, a third of the money granted to the people who were aggrieved by this. So they were not supposed to get a third of $626 million, I guess. Or is that $200 million the third of $600 million? I don't know.
So I think there's two parts to this. There's a common benefit, you know, if attorneys had, if it cost you, you know, this is the normal case. You were in a lawsuit, Paul W., and you win $10. It took the lawyer a dollar to get that $10. So you subtract the dollar from the 10, because that was the cost, and then you get two-thirds, the lawyer gets one-third. It's really that simple. And the attorney in the state of Michigan, you know, should always be advancing fees. I don't know any attorneys, civil practicing attorneys, that don't advance fees. And if they don't win,
What do you mean advancing fees?
The cost. So if it takes me an expert, I need a water expert, or, you know, I got to pay out of my pocket that dollar for that expert.
I see.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm advancing it. So at the end of the day, if there was, and I think I saw somewhere in the ballpark of about, you know, it was looked like a lot of money to me, $47 million. But if there was cost in this case for attorneys hiring experts and the like out of their pocket, that could be a common benefit that is distributed amongst all the attorneys that participated. That money, I would imagine, should have already been distributed, right? So if it hasn't, that's another issue. And depending on how you signed up your individual clients, if you signed up Jane Doe and you had 100 Jane Does out there that were lead poisoned and you had your typical retainer in this case, and the typical retainer for Jane Doe was, the one-third process, the attorney can't get paid necessarily until he knows what Jane Doe's funds are, what she got in the metric system.
Right.
So, you know, that's the issue, right? So lawyers should have already gotten their common benefit back. If they haven't, that's an issue. But as far as being paid individually for all of these claimants, because there's a lot of them, right? Nothing's happening with lawyers or with the plaintiffs, the victims, until that allocation process is done.
Okay. Thanks for helping us understand it, as you always do, Todd. We'll talk again soon.
I look forward to talking with you again, Paul W., as always.
Managing partner, Flood Law. Todd Flood, as we continue in focus on WJR.